Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, Lament, Fierce Hope in Troubled Times.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those that were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probed the mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to God, praise the Lord, for God has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. At the heart of every prayer of lamentation lies a complaint. Within the book of Jeremiah, there are five laments, commonly known as his confessions. The passage we hear today is the most confident portion of the fifth and last of these. They are appropriately called confessions because, as biblical scholar Kathleen O'Connor writes in her book Jeremiah, Pain and Promise, and I quote, the very purpose of lament is to confess faith in the midst of fear, anger, and doubt. Even as Jeremiah speaks to God accusingly, even as the prayers verge toward hopelessness, they adhere to God with fierce insistence. We live today in very bleak times. Fear and anxiety, in a world of unspeakable violence and cruelty, of cowardliness, and the absence of compassion, abound. Like Jeremiah, we may very well question, has God abandoned us? Jeremiah speaks passionately about his personal sufferings. In the verses just before what we hear today, he uses intimately personal language where he accuses God of seducing him into accepting his mission. You duped me, O God, and I let myself be duped. Then he complains that his assigned mission has brought him nothing but derision and reproach. And he adds defiantly, I will not mention God. I will speak in his name no more. Yet, almost simultaneous with the complaints are the words of promise. He inserts this hopeful note, almost like a reminder to himself, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. As we approach Holy Week and our renewed plunge into the celebration of the Paschal mystery of our Savior Jesus Christ, echoes of today's lament of Jeremiah will sound in Gethsemane and from the cross. Jesus will plead with his Father that his cup of suffering might pass. And from the cross he will cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And still, after each cry, he will commit his spirit to his Father and his Father's will. Prayer of lamentation seems to me underused and perhaps undervalued by most of us today. It's prevalent in the Psalms. A third of them are laments, and in other books of the Old Testament as well. Perhaps we are too hesitant about expressing our true feelings in our prayers to God. Maybe we lack the fierceness of faith mentioned earlier. Christian hope has a certain fierceness about it too. To really live in hope in troubled times takes more than a little courage and persistence. Just the waiting for an end to our troubles can feel unbearable. And to speak the truth of our feelings in prayer, to lament our situation directly and honestly to God, can feel to us too bold, too audacious. Somehow, denial is easier. We forget sometimes the power and availability of grace to us. In the waters of baptism, our souls were drenched in gifts of love, faith, and hope, and we have been drawing on them throughout our lives. As we enter the Holy Week before us, may we call on Jesus to quicken in us the grace of hope, that as our celebration of his resurrection comes, and as Psalm 30 sings, that God may turn our mourning into dancing.